Despite the heat, despite the Ramadan fast, they come in their hundreds. This is the scene every Friday. The people of Bilayn make a short but symbolic march to the separation wall that Israel has built on their land. Waiting for them on the other side of the barbed wire, the Israeli army, and the soldiers don't hold back. A non-violent protest meets a violent response. Bombarded with tear gas, then soaked in a stinking green liquid that clings to the skin for days. The price the villagers pay for demanding the return of their stolen lands. So this is how Bilayn has become known, through these pictures of protesters, some of them wounded, all of us tear-gassed in this uneven confrontation between the Israeli army and the people of Bilayn and their supporters. But there are other, less seen images that show just how far the Israelis are willing to go in their efforts to crush this resistance. The Israeli army has started raiding the village by night. These visits are frequent and brutal. They're looking for people they believe are involved in the weekly protests. Sometimes the soldiers drag villagers from their beds and take them away for questioning.
Why is getting arrested?
Mohammed Khatib knows all about the 4 a.m. knock on the door. He was detained and held in an Israeli jail for 2 weeks. In the end, he was released, but only on condition that he leaves Bilayn every Friday when the demonstration is taking place.
Bilayn became a symbol of the nonviolent resistance. So now we are paying the price of that by the Israelis take a decision, a political decision, to arrest the leaders of this campaign, of this struggle, and also they want to stop it.
This barrier of steel and concrete and the occupation it represents are illegal under international law. Even the Israeli Supreme Court has ruled that building the wall on the lands of Bilayn is illegal. But the barrier remains, the army guards it, and the struggle goes on.